Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/PMMPC. There are over 75,000 titles to choose from, so check it out today and have a free audiobook on me. Welcome to episode number 9 of Product Management Meets Pop Culture. My name is Chris Cummings, and on today's show, we're going to review the new movie, Resident Evil Afterlife 3D, listen to Professor Arnold Bloomberg talk about the importance of zombies in our culture, and reveal the simple three-letter question that will help you understand what's really driving your customers, all in 10 minutes or less.
If I'm the last one, what if there is no one else? No one to watch these tapes. Is this my punishment for letting all this happen?
That's a moment of quiet introspection from Resident Evil Afterlife 3D, where Alice, played once again by Mila Jovovich, ponders her role in the zombie apocalypse that has wiped out most of humanity. This fourth movie in the Resident Evil franchise, the first in 3D, primarily deals with Alice's search for survivors, specifically her friends from the previous movie. And it's action-packed, with lots of guns, crazy stunts, and more than one moment that could make you jump out of your seat. Despite all the zombies and violence, the movie's not really gory, but it is exciting, and director Paul W.S. Anderson uses 3D to good effect. Unlike other movies of the last decade or so, where the action is so frenetic you can't really follow what's happening, Anderson chooses instead to slow down key action sequences, using the 3D to give us more time to absorb what we're seeing, to help us really feel the environment. Instead of being a distraction, the 3D actually pulled me into the movie, and set me up for some of those moments that made me jump in my seat and embarrass myself. And I like that a lot. If you liked the previous Resident Evil movies, you'll probably like this one. And if you didn't, you probably won't like this one any better or any worse. All in all, I found Afterlife to be a stylish action movie, and I enjoyed it very much. Resident Evil Afterlife 3D is rated R and is in theaters now.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
It seems like zombies are more popular than ever. Resident Evil Afterlife 3D took in $27 million in its opening weekend in the US and has so far grossed $73 million worldwide. Last year, another zombie movie, Zombieland, grossed a total of $102 million worldwide. This October, The Walking Dead TV show debuts on AMC, based off the long-running comic book of the same name. Of course, zombies have been a long-running staple in video games. For example, Left 4 Dead 2 has sold 2.9 million copies since its release late last year, and the iPhone version of the popular PC game Plants vs. Zombies set a new sales record for iPhone apps by generating over $1 million in gross sales in the first 9 days it was available in the iTunes App Store. So what's going on? Have we gone zombie mad? Let's hear what Professor Arnold Bloomberg, who's currently teaching a course on zombies at the University of Baltimore, has to say about zombies, and what zombies say about us.
It begins in the 1930s with movies like White Zombie, and it was very charged by our reaction to the awareness of other religious traditions out there, the Haitian traditions, voodoo. So the zombie was sort of an embodiment of that kind of fear of the other, of a foreign power beyond our own. As you track it forward through history, the creature evolves and becomes a reflection of our fears of everything from nuclear annihilation to today, when we're consumed with fear about terrorism, biological infection, viral plague, and the zombie is a metaphor.
That's a heck of an interpretation.
So wait a minute. Yes. So people then gravitate to want to see these kinds of movies to feel better about themselves or to feel more fear.
Well, absolutely. Part of it is definitely the cathartic idea. There's a certain effect that a lot of horror entertainment has where it's sort of that roller coaster ride. You get on the ride in the theater, you see something horrific. Look how many movies we have today that are focused on the destruction of our cities or the collapse of society. But you leave at the end of that 2 hours and you're okay. And there's that sense that you will survive. And the notion of survival and what we would face if we had to deal with this sort of thing, the idea of perseverance is very much a part of this as well.
I think Bloomberg is right, although I'd add one more reason. With zombies, there are no gray areas, and that's a very appealing thing. Unlike vampires or other creatures of the night that can sometimes be good, zombies pretty much always evil. In real life, things can be ambiguous, but in zombie movies, the only gray matter comes from blasting zombies in the head because they're evil, mindless, and they have to be destroyed for humanity to survive. Zombies are uniters, not dividers. They're also biters, but that's, yeah, neither here nor there. I think product managers can appreciate the zombie apocalypse more than most. As PMs, we live in a world of gray, often torn between what could be done and what should be done, and we're always striving for clarity as we guide people and products to their intended destinations. Clarity isn't always easy, but I have found one surefire way to get answers that'll lead to clarity. And it's all thanks to my kids' inability to understand a good joke.
I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
Do you know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean the fellas' name on first base.
Who?
The fella playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who is on first?
Have you got a first baseman on first?
Certainly.
Then who's playing first?
Absolutely.
When my children were younger, I would tell them jokes. We'd get to the punchline, and then they'd ask, "And?" And I would say, "And what?" That's the end of the joke. But they always wanted more. What do vegetarian zombies eat? Grains. And did they get grains, Daddy? The more I think about it, though, the more genius they really were. Asking that simple three-letter question, "And?" can really help you get to the heart of the matter. As a PM, when someone lobbies hard for a feature, or for any particular thing, asking, "And?" even more so than "Why?" can help propel the conversation toward the ultimate truth behind it. That applies to customers and to engineering and sales too. Even yourself. Forcing people to connect the dots with that little coordinating conjunction can help you and can help everyone involved think through what's really being discussed, which should lead to clarity and ultimately to decisions that are more grounded in reality. From the mouths of babes. If you have thoughts about zombie movies, our cultural fascination with the undead, or product management insights from your own kids, please email me through the contact page at ChristopherCummings.com. Show notes for this episode are available there too. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.
Forever it seems, every day I can see the living dead in my dreams. I called up my pop and the family's fine, safe in the base and waiting for a sign. All my boys ready, loaded up in the Jeep, steel on the side and we're rolling 10 deep. I packed twin nines and a double barrel shotty, a samurai sword and a fire breathing body. We're saving lives that have gone unaffected, and if you're infected, you'll get dissected. Resurrected, they're all gonna burn. Protect me and mine is my number one concern. The undead will receive no pity. Boss fight crews taking back Tri-City. Grab a 45 and your graveyard filler. I am the fear in the nightlife thriller. I'm a
zombie killer,
zombie killer,
zombie killer,
zombie killer,
zombie
killer,
zombie killer,
zombie killer.